Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with new Knoxville Community School District drama sponsor Heidi Feldman about taking over the position.
Well, first off, congratulations being named the new drama sponsor for the Knoxville Community School District. Tell us a little bit about the desire and wanting to be able to do this.
Thank you so much. Well, first of all, I grew up in Knoxville and I graduated from Knoxville High School in 1999. And after that, I went on to college and I have a BFA in musical theater. So it's something that obviously I wanted to do when I was a young person. And after that, moved out to New York City and worked as a working theater actress for 10 years, did Broadway national tours, did regional theater, summer stock, I did theme park, I did some off-Broadway stuff, I did the New York Fringe Festival. So I got a lot of experience performing. And then also while I was out there as an actor, you find ways to supplement, your income when you're not performing and not working. And so my way of supplementing my income was I started working with youth arts programs. Those programs ranged from teaching, dance classes, teaching private voice lessons, to directing and choreographing, junior musical kind of shows and that kind of stuff. I choreographed a pretty big one at Westchester Broadway Theater for their youth program. And then it was funny, maybe like 2 or 3 years later, Spring Awakening opened on Broadway, and one of the boys in that show was in Spring Awakening on Broadway. So I was like, okay. So that was pretty cool to see. And that was exciting for me as, even just a young person myself to be like, oh, to understand that my voice can help further along these kids in their education. So that was always very exciting to me. And also I worked with dance teams and show choirs. I judged dance competitions, show choir competitions. So I really have a pretty broad spectrum of working with youth arts programs across in the tri-state area and here in the Midwest. So I really enjoy working with this age, particularly. High schoolers are really fun, in my opinion, and middle school and high school, I just think they're really fun because they started to find what they like to do, and they've started to kind of narrow their path a little bit. So it's more fun to help them grow and blossom and really polish those skills so that we can give them the tools to further their careers or further their education, whatever they choose to do.
Talk about having such statewide and nationwide experience and then bringing it local here to Knoxville. It's just kind of all the things that you've learned and now bringing it down to Knoxville, Iowa.
It's such a well-run program to begin with. I'm a Duffy kid myself. Knowing that I can give these kids a space to be themselves, a space to do their thing, a space to help them grow. And also I want to bring a little more experience in the other aspects of theater to the kids. I'd love to see more involvement from the student body in the costuming and in the makeup and the hair and the lighting and the sound and the set design and the props. And I want, some students to step up and stage manage, and we need a house manager. There's so many jobs in the theater community. There's so many jobs in show business. I want to expose them to all of it and let them know that if you love theater, but you might not necessarily think that you belong on stage, there's a place for you. And I will help you find that place. And that's something that's really exciting to me. So if you're listening, or if you have a child and you're listening and you say, oh, my son is a great architect, send him my way. I need a set designer. I want kids involved.
Perfect. All right. Where are your ideas to take the program, even short term for the next year? What do you want to do? Do you have any ideas yet?
Oh, I only have a list of I think I have 57 shows. I added another one this morning. So I have 57 shows on my list. Basically, I don't want to bite off more than I can chew in the first year. I won't be necessarily changing everything. I just want to meet everybody. I want to get a sense of where everybody wants to work with me and bring the program. Obviously, I can't do it by myself. So, I do need those volunteers. I do need community involvement. I do need student involvement and parent involvement. I'm always looking for like-minded people to help push these kids. I want to try to make sure that I'm picking shows for the students. Another thing that I would like to do, I don't know if it will happen this season, but definitely next season, we'd like to maybe take on a smaller scale show in the fall, maybe gear it toward children's theater, you know, pick like Junie B. Jones the musical, or, you know, the Magic Tree House. They have a bunch of musicals now. Miss Nelson is Missing, those kinds of like literature-based, children's literature-based shows. And, you know, have a smaller cast, a simple set, simple costume, and invite, you know, West Elementary and North Star to come over for the day and watch those shows, and then have, you know, one show that evening that we open to the public and have admission for, so that, you know, we can, you know, put a little money back into the program that way.
Thanks to Heidi Feldman for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.